Hello?
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 Yeah, hi. You are speaking to James here, calling you from the security team of Visa and MasterCard. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Well, this is just a verification call, is that, ma'am? Did you try to authorize any overseas payment today for the travel?
On what card?
I'm talking about your debit card, the CBA debit card.
No.
And but do you think apart from you, anyone else can do that?
No.
Okay, well, ma'am, the reason you are getting this call is because today morning around 11:15, we have received a notification of $800, which is going out from your account to a company called Austin Tours and Travels. And we found suspicious about this. That's the reason we are calling you to verify whether you are making this transaction or not. Do you know any company?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from the ACSC, Australian Cybersecurity Center.
But I need to contact my bank, not you. You don't need to contact me.
Ma'am, all the banks are connected with us, and we monitor all the fraudulent transactions which are happening from all banks. Okay? Hello?
Yeah. Can you give me the account number?
Ma'am, you are asking about the personal information. So this is the recorded line. We are not authorized to discuss any of your personal information.
Okay, so what do you expect me to do? You're talking to me. I'm not giving you any details. You can't give me any details.
I'm not going to ask you any information, okay? We are not authorized to do that. Well, our job is to just go ahead and protect yourself because we can see those people have shifted your IP address to a different place. First of all, we need to get back to the Australia IP address. At current moment, it shows as United States. So have you said any of your personal information to anyone?
No.
No, and apart from you, do you think anyone else can do that?
No.
No. Okay. And have you purchased anything in any local market by using your cards?
Yes, I have.
You have. It might happen that there is the place. High chance to steal any of your information. So, ma'am, do you got Google? Google.
Sorry.
Do you got Google? I want to show you the IP address, which shows as the United States, but it is your IP address.
I'm not clicking on anything because half the time these are scams. So. I'm not going to click on anything or open anything.
I told you we are not allowed to discuss any of your personal information. How do you think this is a scam? Did I ask you any of your personal?
You can ask me to click on something and then that's going to pick up
the details. I'm not telling you to click on something, ma'am. I'm telling you to go on to Google. And Google is, everyone is using Google.
Yes, yeah, so I've got Google.
You got Google. Now type over there, my. Have you typed my?
I don't think I should be doing it.
Okay, let me tell you before you do that what you need to do. You need to type over there my 1P address country. Then search for it, you will see your IP address and have a look which location it shows you. You don't need to read out any of the information over there on the call. You just check over there. I want to tell. I'm just suggesting you to check over there by yourself. I'm just guiding you. Type over there my 1P address country, and then search for it. You
is
will
it
see your
details. The number one.
Yeah, number one.
Yes.
My one P. P. P as a
yes.
Then space address.
Yes.
And then space country. And then search for it, you will see the IP address information over there.
Yes.
Now, do you see your IP address information? Your IP address, country, state, everything shows you there?
No, because it says I'm in America and I'm not.
It shows you America, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is your IP address. But it shows us the United States. Even it shows us as well, United States of America. That's the reason you are getting this call. Because how it's possible your IP address can shift to United States? That's the reason we have called you to verify what exactly you are doing. Have you said any of the information to anyone? Or have you connected with anyone of any of your device or any public Wi-Fi? That's the reason we are asking you. Because even you also see over there your IP address which shows as United States. Right?
Yes.
Now I want you to go ahead and report. We will go ahead and report this case to the Australian Cybersecurity Portal. Cybersecurity Portal, the government portal, okay? Now I want you to wipe that My1P address country and go to our website, that is ACSC.
Okay.
ACSC. Australia.
How do I wipe it off the Google?
No, I'm not telling you to wipe the Google. I'm telling you to wipe up the My1P address country, which you have typed in the Google search. Do you see that?
Yeah, I can see it, but how do I wipe it out?
Okay, just give a click over there. You will see there is a cursor is coming up. Then you can press the delete option or back option. I'm telling you to make it empty. Make the panel empty.
The country?
All the My1P address country. Just wipe all the letters. Delete it. Is it empty now? Is it deleted?
No, the US is still in there.
Okay, now do one thing. Go on to Google once again. Close this one and open up Google once again.
Look, I'm not computer savvy. I don't know what's going on. I'm not happy.
Close this one. Close this page and open up Google once again.
Okay,
now Google is open there. In the search page, type over there, ACSC Australia. A as in Apple. C as in Charlie. S as in Sam. C as in Charlie. Then space Australia and search for it. You will see our website. It will comes up over there. ACSC homepage cyber.gov.au, the government portal.
Well, what's come up is, it's come up red thing. It's cyber security consulting, cloud security expert. Doesn't come up with anything.
Okay. Now scroll down the page. You will see there is something comes up, says ACSC homepage cyber.government.au.
Cyber.government.au.
Yes, I can see that. You can see that, right? Now click on that. You will go to our website, that is ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center. Do you see the page comes up over there after clicking
yes.
on that? Now, do you see there is comes up, say, cyber security for kids or any option? In the middle, there is a blue color?
Yes.
Okay. Now, scroll down the page, ma'am. You will see top three things to protect yourself. Scroll down. And
yes.
Top three things to protect yourself. Do you see that?
Yes.
Now, these are the three steps you need to always follow, ma'am, to keep yourself protected. Now, read out over there. You don't need to click on anywhere. Just read out those three. The first one, can you see anything written over there?
It says update your device to protect important information.
Exactly. Now, read out the second one.
Protect your accounts with multi-factor authenticity.
Uh-huh. And just after that, the number three?
Well, why don't you tell me what it should be?
Is it backup data regularly to the cloud or an external hard drive?
Yes.
Exactly. So, ma'am, don't think that we are calling you from any other places. This is a government portal. We are calling you from the government department, okay? Now, these three things you need to... Uh-huh, go ahead. You were saying something.
It can still be a scam. You could maybe stack the front and inside out. Can you just do what you have to do on your end? To stop it? I can't see anything coming through my
account. Now, let me tell you one thing, ma'am. This is your money, right? We are not here to convince you to protect yourself. This is your money or like your choice. Whatever you want to do, you can do that.
So, but our job is to guide. Where are you calling from? What state? Are you in Australia?
Yes, I'm calling you from the Melbourne. 300 Bourke Street, Melbourne, Victoria. Okay? You can see our contact details as well. On the home page, right?
Okay, okay.
Now let me confirm you. These three things to protect yourself, it means you need to
follow these steps.
I'm telling you, you need to follow these steps. It's for you, not for me. It's for you. Now you need to update your device to protect important information. Then protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication, then backup data regularly to the cloud or external drive, okay? Now, what I will do, I will go ahead and transfer this call to the higher security manager. He will help you how you will go ahead and protect yourself, and he will help you to go ahead and cancel the transaction, okay?
What?
All right. I'm telling you what I will do. I will transfer this call to one of our higher security manager. He will help you out to go ahead and protect yourself. Now, ma'am,
I'm not a name. I have a mind. Use your name. Look.